It's midnight GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters from the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Sydney and Toronto. President Trump signs his flagship bill, cutting taxes and welfare while ramping up spending on the US military and immigration enforcement into law.
It makes the child tax credit permanent for 40 million American families. You buy a car, you borrow money, you're allowed to deduct for income tax purposes.
Meanwhile, some of the US's biggest trading partners wonder if they can strike a deal before tariffs kick in. Later, a battle over the size of cabin bags on airlines.
The cheaper the ticket you buy, the more concerned they are about your personal belongings, because basically they want to upsell.
And is the latest ban making waves on Spotify real? First, the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Frantic searches are underway in the US state of Texas after flash floods killed at least 13 people. Heavy rain set off deadly flooding along the Guadalupe River. The Lieutenant Governor of Texas is Dan Patrick.
That river rose 26 feet in 45 minutes. It was a dry bed. It had been dry. It wasn't a lot to absorb it. It went down the rocks. And it was a destructive flood, taking property and, sadly, lives.
He went on to say more than 20 girls at a summer camp were still unaccounted for, and that President Trump had told him whatever they need, they will have. In nearby Kerrville, people sheltered in a local church. Hamas says it has submitted a positive response to mediators over a Gaza ceasefire proposal, adding that it is seriously ready to enter immediate negotiations. Hamas has not confirmed whether it will accept the terms. Ione Wells reports from Jerusalem.
A senior Palestinian official familiar with the talks told the BBC that Hamas had asked for three amendments. It is demanding an immediate end to the operations of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, the US and Israeli-backed aid provider. The official said Hamas requested that aid be distributed exclusively through the UN and other international relief organizations. It also insisted that the Israeli military should withdraw to the positions it held in Gaza before the last ceasefire collapse in March. Thirdly, Hamas is seeking a guarantee from the US that the bombardment will not resume if the ceasefire ends without a permanent agreement being reached. Israel has not responded to Hamas's statement.
President Trump has signed his flagship package of tax and spending cuts into law at a ceremony that coincides with Independence Day celebrations. The bill makes permanent tax cuts introduced in his first term that largely benefit wealthier Americans, while slashing support for the less well-off. Speaking from the balcony of the White House, he claimed people wouldn't even notice the cuts and said America was winning like never before.
The golden age of America is upon us. We are in the golden age. It's going to be a period of time the likes of which I don't think this country has ever experienced before. We're going to make America great again, and it's happening very fast. We love you. We thank you for being here. Enjoy the fireworks tonight.
The Bosnian authorities have dropped an arrest warrant against the Bosnian Serb leader Milorad Dodik, who's accused of attacking the constitutional order. After months of ignoring demands, he voluntarily reported to the public prosecutor's office on Friday. A joint statement said the court accepted a proposal to terminate the warrant. World News from the BBC. Poland's biggest river, the Vistula, has fallen to a record low level in Warsaw, following a severe drought. Hydrologists expect it to fall further. The lower river level is threatening water and power supplies. In Hungary, unusually low water levels in the Danube are affecting shipping, agriculture and ecosystems. A former El Salvadoran defense minister and two retired colonels have been sentenced to 60 years in jail each for the murder of four Dutch journalists in 1982. A court ruled that General José Guillermo García and the two other officers set up an ambush for the journalists who were filming a documentary about the Civil War. Scientists have found that zooplankton, tiny marine animals, are locking away vast amounts of carbon in Antarctica's deep ocean. The researchers discovered the creatures gorge on carbon-rich algae in spring, then migrate to Antarctic waters, where in winter they sink hundreds of metres down, locking away the carbon for decades or centuries. The rock band Oasis have performed for the first time in 16 years, delighting fans in Cardiff on the first night of their worldwide reunion tour. The crowd sang along to hits that defined the Britpop era of the 90s, as Charlotte Gallagher reports.
Oasis came out to Hello, a statement as much as the song. They held hands, arms in the air, a photo which will be seen on screens right across the world. They went from one hit to the next, Supersonic, Live Forever, and of course, Don't Look Back in Anger. They ended on the soaring Champagne Supernova. The swaggering rock and roll stars of the 90s have returned, and many of us have missed them.
BBC News.